And welcome back to another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. aka Super Raw 357, best known as Prince God Buddy. And of course, I'm joined by
the kid who literally sticks to your rib, but I'm also known as the God, King Hoopla.
And this week, we are starting out on a somber note.
Yes.
But as sick as it is to say, we live in America, so this is a little less of a somber note than last week.
Last week's, or the week before that.
Yeah, of course. We first want to say rest in peace to former Dallas Cowboys running back Marion Barber.
Yes, sir.
He's known for probably one of the greatest two-yard run plays in NFL history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're a Cowboys
fan. Yeah, I'm definitely
a Cowboys fan. So I'm going to let you have this second.
Yeah, RIP to Marion Barber. It's still unclear on what his cause of passing was.
His family has said, though, it wasn't his will, that he did not want his brain, donated. I was about to say developed.
Yeah.
Donated to CTE science.
Mm-hmm.
That was explicitly in his will, and his family will be abiding by that. Even though they are unclear of what the death is.
Yeah.
So that almost makes me think that this was a life problem.
Yeah. It sounds like it probably, it seems like it could have been something that he was dealing with internally from, like we're saying, which is all hypotheses, you know what I'm saying? Because he was 38, he passed away in his apartment.
Yeah, he was found a few days, supposedly after he had passed, because of a leakage through a ceiling.
Yeah, which is, it's still sad for stuff like that, because it shows some people don't get checked up on.
Enough.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's just a very sad situation. Cowboys lost a very important part to one of our teams.
History. Yeah, y'all's history. Recent history.
I can definitely say that's when I started watching football. Around
really?
That time. Yeah, when that time. Okay. That's when I really became a Cowboys fan. Like that 2007, 2008. We had Jason Witten, Marion Barber, T.O., you know what I'm saying, Tony Romo and shit like that. DeMarcus Ware on the defensive side.
Yeah.
That's when I was really just getting.
Oh, when y'all had that all-star team that never won a championship.
Which is damn near seems like every fucking time.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah,
but
seems like a Cowboys team.
The actual, we can make a bunch of jokes about football, Cowboys. Because we're not going to speak on his cause of death when we don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I do just want to say in totality, rest in peace to Marion Barber. He'll always be a part of Cowboys history because I don't want to put conjecture on something like this at all. Like that's something.
Because even saying it was CTE related is still something that is just a big step.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
And even if it's... if his family does not want it out there, I will not.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, yeah. So,
that's my kind of view on
condolences
it.
Condolences and prayers to his family. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Yeah. Over the weekend, correct?
Yes.
We tragically lost rapper Trouble, aka Scoop.
Yeah.
The situation has come up. Apparently, he was in a young woman's house.
Mm-hmm.
The young woman's boyfriend or partner, long-term partner, showed up, began to assault her. Him and Trouble got into some type of incident, and that led to his murder.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things that's
And the guy has been, he turned himself in today, too.
And this is sadly not even one of those things where you can warn, don't get big and stay in your... It's not one of those cliche... it's so sad that we can say cliche rap deaths and mean drugs are shot by the ops.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This wasn't a cliche. This was a... Shit, me or you could get stuck in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a case of wrong time. Not even wrong time. It's just like...
Wrong time.
Yeah, wrong time, damn near,
You know what I'm saying? Because that whole situation,
is can literally happen to anybody. I mean, most situations can happen to anybody.
Yeah, because the offender, the guy that killed him, was living there in the apartment with the girlfriend. So, that you know what I'm saying? At that point, it was his place of residence.
Yeah, and it was somebody else there. And
you know,
at that point, when it comes down to a case, that the defense is going to have a lot on that. Especially if you said his name was on the lease.
Yeah.
His name was on the lease. You got intruder. It's trespassing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, it's not it's not necessarily trespassing, though. Because she allowed him.
She allowed him, but I don't know. It depends on if they, however they were dealing with each other. But still sad enough to say, rest in peace, trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just a case of going to a shoddy crib. You know what I'm saying?
It's going wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Going wrong.
And that could happen to anyone.
Yep.
And this is one of the one obscure hip-hop devs that doesn't have anything to do with hip-hop. Lyrics. Lyrics, street action. This is solely
a
consensual partner who didn't want
to... Stepped out.
No,
because we don't know if they were together.
Comes down to male jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas ain't got shit. Niggas dying. Niggas losing their lives.
Because you're fucking their bitch.
Over women, yep.
If she's fucking that... Here's the thing. And this is where... Now we can kind of... Because now that we've cleared up, like, rest in peace, trouble.
Yeah.
And we know this is some goofy, like... She just got over the jaw and shit.
Oh, it's not, not on trouble part at all.
Not on trouble, on old dudes.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, the girl was choosing.
At what point do you realize she's choosing and you got no control over that? That's not... It's not... Choosing is not disrespectful. It's life.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's usually always in the woman's court.
It should be.
The ball is usually always in the woman's court. Yes. Because how it is in the wild.
It should be. Because if she's... Men choose to get chose. That's the way society goes. Men, and I hate to get on my on my feminist shit, but men really tend to think we're the prize.
Yeah, because I feel like I am.
There's no man that could get any woman he wanted.
That's also true.
But damn near any woman could get any man she wanted. Just all she got to do is this, that, and third.
Yeah, it ain't got to be nothing extra. Nothing.
And it might not even cost nothing.
Exactly.
So, when she start choosing, like she's going to do, that's her nature. Ain't nothing in the world wrong with that. Why are you going to get all... And that's what happens. That happens a lot, like with even with male relationships.
Male relationships?
Like, choosing comes between a lot of male relationships. And a woman that can't choose really breaks up two men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the woman's fault. It's the man's fault.
Yeah. Because a man just got to get over it.
Because what
And not even trying to say get over it in a bad way either. It's like, you gotta deal with it. You got to figure out your way, like, all right. Because that one, there's going to be
men
one.
Men choose, we choose.
Yeah, we do.
Men choose before the women choose. That's the thing. Men be choosy, and then you choose one. Men home down on one. And when the woman ain't when she's a little bit more fickle because she ain't honed in as men get hurt.
Exactly.
That's when niggas get hurt for real.
That's true, though. That's true. That's
when niggas get hurt.
That's true. Because, yep. And I think, all right, can we close out this? Because it's a whole different conversation now.
Oh, we were done with the trouble.
Yeah,
so we're talking
recipe
about
trouble.
Having our first relationship. Talk,
yeah.
Right?
Damn, we gonna dive into this. Yes, that is a fact. That's a fact, though.
Yeah.
Because as men, we tend to think that we got them.
Once you chose her, you think she chose
you. Yeah, you think we got them. Once something happened, we think we got them. You know what I'm saying? Think that's ours. But on the offhand of that, we are still in no control of any of what the fuck they think of or how they think of us. So as much as they can be like, nah, this, that, and third, they still looking for other shit too.
Exactly.
And as much as they're writing to be into, as long as you ain't committed in a relationship.
Yep.
If she did that shit and you committed to her, that's a different problem. But if y'all is just talking, how we say it in
y'all
days,
doing y'all thing.
Talking
know,
sage. Because I don't know if it's courting, but it's talking in our generation. When you're talking,
yeah,
you still single. And you still at liberty to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yep.
Unless y'all set boundaries, but that's a whole other conversation of itself, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you feel single...
You set boundaries at that point. Once you set boundaries, nobody is allowed to choose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The choosing stops once you put that boundary on it.
I agree.
It don't even have to be the title. Once you say... Or once both y'all say, we done with this, that, and the third. That was a part of our lives. That was a part of the choosing process.
Yeah.
Y'all done choosing. Thing is, motherfuckers stopped choosing 2 months in the relationship. Women got realized, you know what I'm saying? Women got options.
Yeah, women got options. Yeah, they got options.
Men act like they do, but we don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's all dependent on... all dependent on... Like, you see, look at this. Realize it like this. How many women can you call to say you want to have sex with her, this, that, and the third? And how quick are they to say yes versus if a woman hits you up saying if you want to have sex,
exactly.
You say, it ain't a question of no ain't going to come to your mind. No ain't going to come. So, shit, that's it right there.
Well, it might come to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm reserved.
You know? You're a reserved guy. But
yeah.
Me, testosterone is on. I'm trying to fuck on something.
It made up his phone number. It's 804.
Nah, you can't do me like that. I think we got a lot more people watching, so you're not going to put my number out like that.
Yeah, fair enough. Almost did. Watch out. We might make a Patreon and make y'all subscribe for Nate's number.
Oh, shit.
What's the idea?
Subscribe to OnlyFans.
He got it. You got to go to him. I don't know it. He's a nut. Nut ass freak bull. They used to call me nut ass freak bull, but I grew
up. I'm a nut ass freak bull for real. Yeah. I ain't even gonna duck that one. I'm a nut ass freak bull. Hey, shit, what else we talking about?
Man, State versus YSL, yo.
Man, bro, and I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about it today. This is gonna be the only thing on this podcast that I'm willing to talk about every week as long as we got an update on it. As long as we got a motherfucker update on it, I'm willing to talk about it every motherfucking week.
Yeah, I feel like
you know how many times I'm talking about. I'm like, what? You know how many times we talked about the baby?
Go ahead and get your free hymns out the way.
You know how many times we talked about the baby and we don't like him?
Yeah, fair.
So,
but no, finally we're getting to the point where it's finally getting more real to people. It's finally getting more real to people that Young Thug is at the short end of this stick, no matter how we cut this cake.
Yeah, I think it's really coming to terms that Young Thug is really them
denying him bond, them on the opposite side having Kevin Lyles come in
on his behalf.
You know what I'm saying? And then additional, what did you say?
That he is King Slime. That the prosecutor literally called him King Slime.
It doesn't seem like, and this is not me wishing bad on anybody.
No, don't.
It doesn't seem like with the way they're positioning Young Thug with the morals,
the moral stature,
yeah, I guess, that the people that are defending him, it's all not working. All right, let me clear that up, I guess, in better, like, terms. Young Thug right now is at the point where that last hearing for him was, like, make or break.
Yeah.
Having Kevin Lyles up there is not necessarily impactful, and I hate to say this, but it's true because he's black.
Yeah,
he does black music. Like that's what they think. Mm-hmm. As a prosecutor, of course, he wants his artist to make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He also offered to pay his bond for him,
and they did not accept
it. Exactly.
So that means that at this point, not only do they want Young Thug in prison, they legally probably have already reverse Saul Goodman and looked at every loophole and have him in prison for a very long time.
Yeah, outside of what they could probably get in a deal.
I think once we saw Thug on that video feed, you know, in prayer hands, and having to ask to go to the bathroom,
shit like that.
People laughing in the court having to stop that this is not
more than a celebrity trial.
Yeah, this is like they're They were fucking the city. Fucking the city up with
yeah,
that one.
They were though. And the thing, that's the thing about it, outside of being a fan for the music, for the art, and this is where
common sense comes into play.
Common sense comes into play. And then how I also hate when people say this to me about other artists and what the fuck they do in their music. It's also come to separate the artist and the artist and the music. I mean, the music and the person.
You can separate the music and the person until you have evidence.
Yeah.
Then you put them in jail.
All right.
They put R. Kelly in jail. I mean, nobody's saying stop listening to Young Thug's music.
I'm messing with you, though.
I know.
But yeah,
I'm saying like,
but yeah, nah, nobody's telling you to do that. But it's like, you can't vouch. You can't say let him be free all this time when he did do some foul shit. It's like, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about Young Thug. Like, you know what I'm saying? It comes a time, I'm a huge Thug fan.
I know what you're saying, my bad.
You know what I'm saying? You wreaking havoc, you know what I'm saying? Not you specifically, but you know what I'm saying?
You're funding it.
Funding the community, yeah, downfall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, You can't defend that all day.
You can't defend a defenseless human. Like,
A 14-year-old got shot.
We know if we want to be a strong black community, we don't want no gang warfare.
Exactly.
That's why the whites hated the Italians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a lot of people forget that. The whites hated the Italians because they wanted white unity.
The Italians never sold to their own people. They said that in every fucking mom.
Well, yeah, the whites may have not liked the blacks, but they did business with the blacks before they did with the. Or the Italians did business with the blacks before they did with the whites.
That's fact.
And everything you look at, and every piece of media.
And that's why the Italians actually have a derogatory name. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say it. But
exactly.
They actually have a derogatory
white ass pussy.
Huh?
It's white ass pussy.
It is. Oh, that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other one, but.
Oh, for us. They have one for us.
Oh, not for us. I'm talking about, like, a white person can call an Italian person something, and they'll get very offended. That and another something else.
Guido is not one.
I'm saying Guinea.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Guinea. Yeah. I was thinking WAP.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You say it now.
If I say, yeah. But, shit, that was a long conversation. Good one. But, damn, I did not figure to go there.
Oh, this guy's back in motherfucking news, and not for football.
Bro, I think I'm going to take a stance on this one for finally.
For who? Oh, he finally. Okay, you got a stance for this one.
Deshaun Watson, fuck. Bro,
still sound unsure about it.
There's no way you got Kobe number allegations and you ain't do one of those. Like, and we knew that, though. We knew that when we said it, when we first talked about it on the pod, we had said, or his acquittal or whatever you want to call it. We said, just because they couldn't find evidence doesn't mean he didn't do that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because
now it's coming out that the Houston Texans were buying. So we knew he did that shit.
Exactly.
We knew journalists were going to find that shit out. There's no way that he was not assaulting some. I'm not saying every. I'm saying maybe every single one of them. But there's not. If
every other one.
Even if that is probably more. But you know what I'm saying? Like, massages and the mystique we have around them. If people are really fucking jacking you off in these joints, no matter, they're not gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
They're not really jacking people off in these massage parlors. These professional ones he's getting to come to his house and shit. These, you know what I'm saying? And the organization is supplying it, and it goes to show that just like the NFL had to have known about this,
yes,
because they're a coalition of owners. So the NFL knows about shit like this and lets it slide by, let him get the biggest contract ever, all this bullshit. But then motherfuckers are kneeling and they make a huge deal about it.
Yep, because that's why.
Like that's fucking
with the overall money of the NFL. That's what you just come.
Sports in general.
That's fucking, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sports in general.
You see, when you got that, when you got, boom, a player fucking up fucks over one owner.
Yeah.
But owners pay each other.
Yep.
So now they're fucking up everybody's money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to make sure that, they're going to make sure everybody is locked in like that. But now when a player steps out and tries to talk freely, now he's fucking up the league's money. You know what I'm saying?
Not even talk freely or act. He's not.
Protest.
No, Deshaun. Exactly. Like, he, that's the wildest part, is they could have adopted that or ignored it. But they fucking exiled him for it. It made a, you know what I'm saying? Like, the NFL is just such a weird, not even weird, it's just such an old boys club.
Yeah, it is an old
that
boys
shit,
club.
That shit like it's this is fine. Club. You know what I'm saying?
Think, you got to think. Look at how the Brian Flores shit happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, Brian Flores wasn't even supposed to know about any of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it was, it was by the grace of God that Robert Kraft, I'm not Robert Kraft, it was Robert Kraft, right?
No, Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Yeah. It was by the grace of God that Bill Belichick killed him. The wrong text to him. So, I mean, like, you gotta, it's a real in the shadows. I think it's really a dark organization. That's what it is. That's what the motherfucking NFL. It's a dark organization. Because there's so much shit they let it get by. Look at the Aaron Hernandez shit. They motherfucking had him, Robert Kraft bought him a whole motherfucking apartment. An apartment for so he can do all his dirt. You know what I'm saying? And that's before he even got charged with anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, hey man, it just goes to show that the farmer's always going to protect their product. Yep. But when their product starts acting wild, they're going to put it down.
Sniff them.
They're going to put it down. They're going to put it down. You know what I'm saying? As long as the cattle are moving correctly in the right direction, we're good.
Yep.
But when one cattle wants to step out of line,
then we got a problem.
We got a problem. But if one cattle gets sick,
we need uniformity everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Uniformity everywhere.
So,
Jay, does he play this season? Yes or no? I guess we're in there. Does he play?
No.
He plays 4 games this season.
4 games, man.
If I was more of a betting man, I'd bet something on it. But I say 4 games max for this.
I'm glad we ain't started this motherfucker.
Even the details of how they put it, like, you could make up anything at this point.
They was
like,
giving him NDAs and everything. It was going to be NDAs and everything.
Yeah, it's
so,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's very true.
You know what I'm saying? When you get when an NDA is mentioned, something happened that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yep, exactly. Oh, man. NDAs, nothing that's supposed to happen. That kind of applies to our next subject. That's why
it
that's a great fucking segue. Because Dr. Umar Johnson was recently caught in Cherry Hill Mall in South New Jersey.
No relation.
In Jersey, he was caught. He said, was he exchanging with numbers with the girl, or was he looking at the crystals like he said?
He was looking at the crystals.
He
was looking at the crystals.
You think Dr. Umar?
I think Dr. Umar was looking at the motherfucking crystals.
All right, so if you haven't seen the video, Dr. Umar Johnson.
Cherry Hill Mall scandal.
Yeah. It's the Cherry Hill Mall scandal. If you haven't heard, Dr. Umar Johnson, who is the Prince of Pan-Africanism, he is starting the market.
You're so trifling. He is building Marcus Garvey Charles. Frederick Douglass.
Freedom Academy.
Freedom Academy Charter School for young black boys.
Yeah, he's building a school, and he was recently.
We got those Cash App in the fucking description.
No, we're not.
Yes,
no.
We do.
No donations.
Yes, we do.
He was caught, chopping it up with a white woman in Cherry Hill Mall.
Yeah.
And everybody had to say something about that, because who hates snow bunnies more than Dr. Umar?
Dr. Umar.
You think he was really getting that girl's
number? Nah, he wasn't getting a number. He was looking at her incense. He was
I
looking
think
at
that's
her
a problem, because as a prince of Pan-Africanism, why would you want any, you know, incense or candles or crystals or any shit sold by oppressor, a white woman?
She wasn't white, though.
Nigga, I saw the video. Yes, she was.
She said she wasn't white.
What she said she was?
She said she was, like, Middle Eastern.
White. No, she wasn't.
She did say that.
She had blonde hair.
A lot of women be putting blonde in there.
Snow bunny crisis of 2022.
I'm just saying, that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said. And Umar commented on the fact that, yes, that wasn't.
I was the proudest moment.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, he didn't say it was the proudest moment, because you know what he said?
He said he got to get his iPhone fixed.
Yeah, he had to get his iPhone fixed. He saw the incident. Then he started talking to the lady. He was like, then somebody was like, yo, can I get a picture with you? And then she was like, "Are you famous or something like that?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm Dr. Umar." Then she pulled up on his phone. Like,
no, oh, no, the Dr. Umar. We're supposed to love would have never said, "Oh, I'm Dr." He would have said, "Snow Buddy, don't you know who I
you're,
am?
You're I'm expecting Dr. this Umar. To be like that scene in Malcolm X. So when that white girl came up to him asking, "What can I do to help?" And he said, "Nothing."
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I would expect Dr. Umar to react. But he didn't act like it. He acted like a normal fucking black man. He came to the white, supremacy.
To the woman.
What did he say? It only takes a little bit of white supremacy to activate Jakun.
What did Uncle Ricka said? White woman, God's greatest gift to earth. That's what happened to Dr. Umar right there.
Nah, that's what, you know, it's just that scene off of Don't Be a Menace where the bull was like, he was like, "Why y'all talking this much shit about the white people? Fuck they women." He said, "Because I was doing what the white man been doing for us for 400 years. What's that? Fuck them." That's what I do just for all
I
my
don't
fucking.
Know, man. I just think it's, Dr. Umar is a trip. Do not give any fucking money to that man. He's a top level scammer. Like, honestly, if you look to him for anything more than comedy, you are a fool.
He is a licensed child psychiatrist, though. Therapist.
That's it.
He's a licensed. He's a doctor for real.
I guess he can help you.
And he really does own the building. Mister's trying to hate on that. He does own the building. And he's coming out with a documentary, too.
I could come out with a documentary.
We bro. Are going to do a documentary, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a lot of documentary plans. Come on, bro. So we're going to do one.
Apple announced Apple announced iOS 16 today.
Yeah, well,
iOS
yesterday.
16 won't, not today.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, was it? Yesterday. Oh, yeah, yesterday. It won't come out till, I think, officially this fall. Yeah. Probably with the next iPhone rollout.
That makes sense, yeah.
We can unsend messages.
Yeah, that's going to be messy. I put on there.
Now, editing and unsending messages, how messy is that going to get?
Stupid.
For you and your age? Because, like,
I think me personally.
Because, you know, I have a girlfriend and I don't really text nobody. I text my mom, my brothers.
Well, you're talking to somebody who tried to,
You know what I'm saying? Like, as somebody who communicates with outside people, maybe women.
I am single.
You know what I'm saying? So you contact women, probably on the regular. Yeah. How is that going to change the game for you?
I don't give a fuck. Me personally, I don't care because I say what I say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to try to call you and say it anyway.
So you're not unsending messages?
I'm not unsending nothing. I don't unsend Instagram messages, DMs, nothing. If I look crazy in the motherfucker's face, I look crazy.
Let's say Shorty said. Because
at the end of the day, they're going to tell their friends regardless. If you said something crazy, they're going to tell their friends. If you ain't say something crazy, they're going to tell their friends.
No, all right. So what about the other side? Like, all right, let's say it's about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Shorty
texts you and say, "I'm here." And then unsend it. How are you going to act? God damn it, that was a...
I'm going to take a picture of it when she get there.
No, but she's not actually at your house.
Oh, she's not actually at my house?
Yeah, she's not at your house. She had to unsend the message because she...
She's to the wrong person?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, if you slipping up like that still in 2022, you just fucking up in the game. Cause if you're doing that in 20, if you've had, there's been the phone game has been updated to where you could have done that on accident plenty of goddamn time.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, bro. If you're doing that in 2022, your game ain't tight at all.
So, all right, let's say you out fishing and if she hit the "I'm on the way," you out fishing, you ain't invited, are you acting the same way? At 2 o'clock and 2 p.m.
So you're telling me if she just sends you the wrong message.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't know if it's the wrong message.
But it's not meant to you, though. It's not meant to you.
I'm just saying, how you acting?
How am I acting? Oh, it's up. It's up. I ain't gonna lie. It's up. What the fuck you talking about? Like, of course, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
About to start problems.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, is it not about to start problems?
What are you talking about? Like, that's what I'm really telling you. Like, what are you talking about?
I think the ability to change your digital footprint.
I give you, yeah, exactly. I give you... You got 5 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
That's fair.
You really got a minute to fix that. To figure out, to explain why the fuck you just did that shit.
Yeah, because my whole thing with this idea in general is being able to change your digital footprint should not, you know what I'm saying? Like, having a digital eraser is not good like that. iOS 16 letting you unsend and edit messages like these bullshit social media sites do will really fuck up communication. Like you said, like I asked you, I said, let girl text you at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm here and she's not outside the door. How you gonna, like, how you gonna act?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You gonna call him like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on who you, how you going about with it, sure and shorty. But I understand what you mean though, because like, you like, first of all, there's no type of context in texting anyway.
Exactly.
You know
what I'm saying?
There's no type of emotion. Text or tone, how you would say, like, unless you're using emojis. But that still doesn't even make sense all the time to some people. So it's like, it just breaks the barrier of communication. It just further pushes it back, you know what I'm saying, from general human interaction. Which is why I like phone call. Like, which is why I got like FaceTime. Like, I actually call you yesterday.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
Because I like a quick response.
Yeah,
like,
sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I like.
A real-time response. Like, an actual. But with this new text and shit, I can just see this as, like, it's just bad. Like, being able to.
Because the thing about it is, are they going to give you a notification of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because on Instagram, when they send a message, you get users.
And on Facebook, if they edit a message, you can look at the edited message.
Exactly.
If it's like that, then that's a little bit more acceptable.
Yeah, because, you know, if you send a voice message, you can see if somebody kept it. You know
how
what
is that going to change this text message proof that holds up in court now, too? That's a big question.
It depends because it depends all on the fact that courts can still pull phone records.
And those that's still the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Record,
that's still, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a good
thread.
Ass point. That's a good ass fucking point.
Fucking, hey,
good
The Wire.
Fucking
I watch a lot of documentaries, man. I know this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, that's why the phone shit doesn't work. That's why why the YSL case is trying to destroy phones. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, I think iOS 16 also said something about splitting bills over 4 weeks.
It just gives you if you can get the credit program from Apple.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like they did with the Apple credit. Customizable home screens. The big thing was the unedited or the
edited phone,
I mean, it's new shit that can make my iPhone a little bit more customizable.
Yeah.
But Apple still owns my identity.
And it still only really works better with newer iPhones.
Yeah, because I got two older iPhones.
Yeah. Because I know with this X, it's going to probably end. But with that 13, it's probably going
to
end.
I got a 7 and a XR, so I need to just upgrade.
It don't matter, bro. This shit don't matter. They're going to come up. As soon as you upgrade, they're going to come up with another phone next year.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the phones.
We're just slaves to Apple.
We're slaves to fucking
technology. Yeah, on top of that, yeah.
And we had to say that in unison, so
exactly,
we know it.
Because,
And we know it.
But I'm definitely a slave to Apple because I got to have Apple everything. Yeah. That's why I don't have a laptop yet.
Fair enough. LeBron's a billionaire.
Shout out to LeBron.
Snaps and clap. First active NBA player to become a billionaire. Don't have a conversation about that.
Yeah, just
want to mention
it. You know what
I'm
saying? Hopefully he... fuck it. He gets a ring with a billy. I don't know.
Yeah.
If he can. They got a new coach.
Darvin Ham is going to be the coach of the Lakers.
And
he's
they got
a new assistant staff. Yeah.
Sheed Wallace.
On assistant staff? I did not see that.
I don't know if that's official, though. I just seen a post on Facebook. So I'll be on Facebook a lot. So I got to realize that my news on Facebook isn't always validated to be true.
Yeah,
as
that's
much
fair.
As any other social media network.
That's
right?
Fair. That's fair. Finals are upon us. We want to get a little bit into the finals for a second.
It was a flip-flop. It was a flip-flop for me because the Warriors lost game one.
Yeah, which was kind of surprising.
Surprising. I thought they were going to win game one.
I thought they were going to sweep for real at first.
Nah, I didn't think they were going to sweep because NBA's not – they're not losing that bread.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks of TV.
That's 2 weeks of TV, exactly. And plus they get that Juneteenth game.
Yeah, that's true.
It's coming
now. Are they doing a Juneteenth game?
I don't know. I think I seen something. I don't know if it was a tweet or something like that to say if the game happened.
Because I know we don't have any Saturday NBA games.
Yeah, because if the game ended on the game 7, it would end on Juneteenth, I believe.
There's no way, because that would.
But
be
that's
next
like 2 weeks.
Oh no, that's next week.
It's next week, yeah.
Juneteenth is next week. We got.
And
next.
We're in game 3 now.
It'll be a Sunday game, so yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah,
actually.
So yeah, that's bread. But
wait, hold on. Is it a Saturday card?
Cause yeah, I got that Monday off.
Okay, keep going though.
Finals. But, yeah, finals. Shit. But yeah, the Celtics came back after a 14-point deficit going into the half. I mean, after the half. So in that fourth quarter in that game one, they scored 40 points as a team. And Jason Tatum had an awful game from shooting, from scoring percentage. But he had 13 rebounds. So he's facilitating a lot. And I give him that. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody else is eating. Al Horford had like 26. Yeah. He had the most threes in a debut finals game in NBA history. That was one of the little NBA stats. But game two happened the other night. And what we thought was going to happen the first game happened the second game.
Golden State is a show that they're not fucking playing
around. Oh, yeah. And the reason why the first game was almost completely in Golden State's favor was because Stephen Curry scored 6 fucking threes in the first quarter. Because
he had 21 in the first
quarter. 21 in the motherfucking first quarter. He went 6-for-9 in the first quarter. After that, he looked like, after that, he went like 3-for-13.
As
usual. Yeah. And yeah, he scrubbed it up for the rest of the night. He was cold for the rest of the night. But that didn't matter the other night, though. That did not matter the other night. That motherfucker Stephen Curry was shooting that ball all the time.
And that boy Clay.
Clay didn't have a good of a game.
Oh, yeah.
Clay didn't have a good. Yeah, Clay
had
a good
first one.
He didn't have a good first one either. Clay has had a below subpar.
Oh, okay, okay.
That boy Jordan Poole, though.
Oh, that's what I meant.
That boy Jordan Poole.
Though. God damn it, I'm getting old man syndrome.
The buzzer beater to close out the second quarter.
There was four niggas.
It was three niggas, and there was another nigga to come help. There was nothing to come help. They were guarding him like he was Steph Curry.
They were like this, and there was the.
And all he did was a quick between the legs, floop that bitch.
He did some dumbass 2K shit,
bro. Nah.
You know when you coming up the court in 2K, you just take the right stick, you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he.
I'm gonna do it to you after the pod.
But you know when you do that, like that's exactly what he did. Hey, yak that hoe right in their face.
Hey, the realest tweet that this finals have generated is Jordan Poole. Hoops like there's a bunch of bad bitches in the crowd.
No, yeah.
That's how he balls out. He balls out like there's a whole bunch of, like there's a shawty that came to watch him at the park, that he rolled with to the park, then dropped them all.
As soon as he get on the court, he started running.
Boom, 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 sugar.
He's the only nigga winning at the end of the match.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about nobody else. He's no, because he's going to get some pussy later on that night.
I got it. I'm going to do it. Hey.
But, outside of that, there's been some terrible foul calls. Draymond's been playing football on the court.
Yeah, he's ready to retire. I told y'all last episode.
Oh, yeah, he's retiring because he's only recording the podcast after a game. Like,
every game.
He's the only person grinding harder than us.
Oh, shit. I don't know if that's true. I don't know because he is getting off the bench.
Literally off the court. Yeah,
that's true. Off the court to the pod. So
yeah. And it's not what he's doing after the brick. It's what he's doing after the brick.
Bitch, it's Draymond.
Because he really be doing some. He really does magical shit.
Bruh, it's Draymond. I fuck with Draymond.
People don't want to believe
Draymond. It's Jason Richardson week. And that's only because I'm an old school basketball head. If I was a little bit younger like Nate's age, it would be Draymond week.
And I'm gonna
do your research.
I'm gonna end off on this too. Mister might disagree with me. He probably not. If they win a ring in the next 2 weeks, Draymond's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but niggas don't want to give him that fucking analyst. I don't know.
White young kids.
No,
young
kids. Not young kids. People I see on Twitter with checks on next to their fucking name.
Young kids. Mm. Gotta be. Ain't no. I mean, I know what you're saying, but
yeah.
Ain't no way you don't.
Yeah, I think Draymond's the fucking first ball of the Hall of Fame. He got the defensive player of the year, so all defensive teams.
Can I get another spill to start our second? Our
you see, I do it wrong again. Except
our major portion of the pod.
I'm never gonna be a bartender.
I've got to teach this
man. I'm never
gonna
be a bartender.
Pour the liquor first, man.
Yeah,
pour
dude. Always. Fuck.
All right, so we're gonna get into the part of the pod that I guess is honestly for real. This is.
We just want to talk.
Yeah.
We got to talk about some music. Because
ain't shit came out. I do want to say shout out to Sahai for getting off of good and be able to release music.
Yeah, release something.
Sahai is hands down my favorite pen in the rap game of all time. As far as people who hasn't, like,
got a rap career.
Yeah. But Sahai, stick to the pen. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's like, I understand where Joe Budden fans come from now. I understand exactly where Joe Budden fans come from
that
now.
That makes sense.
Being a huge Sahai fan, it's like, this nigga can rap, but his songs are fucking trash.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Joe Budden fans realize his songs are trash, though.
That's because they all want to kill themselves.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
All right, so it has
officially been half a motherfucking year, 2022.
And that's crazy. My birthday is in 20 days.
His birthday is in 20 days. My birthday is half a year away now, less than half a year away now.
And now that we are half a year into, God damn it, how do we keep saying we're half a year into the year?
Because
that's
June
such a shitty way to put it.
I mean, because it's 6 months.
I mean, but half a way into the year. Half, I don't know, we said
we're halfway through the year.
There we go. You know what I'm saying? All right, so now we're halfway through the year. And I think it's time to start wrangling in our favorite projects of the year just as a hip-hop community because, shit, 6 months in, we got another 6 months. Yeah, we damn near forget about everything that came out first two quarters.
And I'm glad you put. I'm glad you said that because we really, in this microwave social media age of music with the streams, the billboards, the plaques, the Grammys and everything, we forget about everything that happens throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, we're questioning like, yo, when didn't somebody else drop?
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
we didn't this
exactly.
and third. No, they dropped already. They already had the album. You
so
know what I'm saying?
I think,
I think it's a great time.
Yeah, in that vein. Just to get them out there first, let's name our top five and then let's discuss them. Number one, I had Killin' Nothing from Bodhi James and Real Bad Man Label. Two, It's Not Dry Yet by Push. Three, I had Sick from Earl Sweatshirt. Four, Two Peas in a Pod by Larry June and Jay Worthy.
Good job,
and
mister.
Five, thank you. Five, I had Megatron by Babytron.
Hey, you surprised me that one.
That's my
I said, damn, Mr. Fucking that Babytron for real.
I fuck with that kid, yo. He got some spitter. He got some bars.
All right, so my top five projects as of right now in 2022.
Midway.
Oh, there we go. Kill Nothing, Bodhi James, and Real Bad Man, which is crazy because I don't think I've made a list within the past 2 years now without Bodhi James being on that list.
Yeah, Bodhi's one, yeah.
Then I got Drip Season Forever by Gunna, Free Gunna, and the YSL Boys. It's not even because of that. It's because I genuinely like that fucking album. Like I really.
Oh, yeah, you like that from day one.
Yeah, I like that's a really cohesive album. And the thing about it is,
I finally started listening to Poochie Gal and you,
yeah,
man, cause
like, that's a real cohesive album. It, like, it has a nice balance to it. I think about that. Coco Drilo Turbo by Action Bronson. Now, this is definitely a surprise for me. Not a surprise for me because, well, actually it's not. Because after I seen Action Bronson in concert in February and I went back and listened to him, I was like, all right, he got some shit. Great performer. Album was even, I fuck with the production. He got some bars. Conway probably has a verse, top five verse of the year on that motherfucking album. Number four, I got It's Almost Dry, Pusha T.
Gotcha.
What can I say? What's not to say about that fucking project? If it wasn't going to be number one, but it had to be on this motherfucker. And then number five, I have I Never Liked You by Future, which, what the fuck can I say about it? It's fucking Future. It just went gold too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wait he for you got went, a lot of play.
Wait
got
for
a
you
lot
went
of,
platinum and
today.
I think
got a lot of certs today.
Yeah, so.
And see, a lot of people will be shocked that we didn't include any Griselda. Well, we did, but in Benny or Conway. Benny's album. I hate to say it, Benny just, it's not the same feeling.
Then the thing about
he's
it
one of those people that the money took the feeling away from the music. Mm-hmm. And not in the bad way that he became a bad person, he became too rich. It's just that.
It doesn't match.
Yeah.
It doesn't match. And the thing about it is, how can you easily, you could ask us, and like, how can you say it doesn't match when all these other rappers out here doing this, that, and the third, still talking about being in the trap? Yeah. But when a motherfucker is grinding and is hungry to get into the motherfucking music game, them bars are different.
And when you know what they're saying, like when motherfuckers start talking numbers, start using certain phrases.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of those things that like you don't gotta be you gotta be a hip hop head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's white kids in the suburb that Griselda's probably biggest real fan base is
white people.
White suburban kids.
Yeah.
Are white suburban men. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? 30-year-old suburban.
30-year-olds who like rap.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But they know what this, that, and the third means because they didn't heard Biggie say this, that,
yeah,
and the third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't heard Rakim say this and the thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you try to breach that, you can step over that gate, kids don't want to hear that shit. Yeah. Bro. No, we don't want to hear nothing but I'm bagging up 36 and I'm breaking them down in 8. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want to hear from you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hate the and that's one of my biggest qualms and dualities about liking art is the change of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's almost selfish.
Yes.
As very selfish. It's very selfish as a consumer. And the biggest artist and my personal favorite artist that I've had to deal with that switching over is Tyler Creator. Tyler Creator, is you a real Tyler Creator fan? Certain people like me who grew up that really gravitated toward the depressiveness and the darkness of Tyler Creator. Wasn't ready for the Igor Tyler Creator, or
it's still depressing.
I know, but it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like Igor anyway.
You made my earthquake.
Yeah, I just didn't like that song. But you know what I'm saying? That's me personally though.
You didn't want the gay part of him.
I don't give a fuck about him being gay.
Not like sunshiny rainbow. Like,
I didn't give a fuck about that.
No, I'm saying like that's not the, because I don't think Tyler Creator ever changed. He just got older.
Yeah. But that's also something else I had to realize too.
Like it comes from somebody being able to express their ways and only teenage angst to being an adult with, emotions. That's how I've always viewed Tyler Creator, in my opinion.
But, I understand that. I understand that. But at first, it was like, I don't want you to change. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how certain, some Playboi Carti fans may not like the new Playboi Carti.
That Sky is his best song.
Playboi Carti is just extreme anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? Extreme.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not.
You don't fuck with him no more.
I fuck with Cardi. The fuck? I fuck with Cardi the long one. I was with Cardi the other day.
I listened to Cardi today.
In abundance. I like that old fuck. That old Cardi goes stupid though. God, he sucked my dick in the bathroom. But what I gotta say about Benny's project though, he does have a best feature of the year on that bitch. Cause that J. Cole's verse on that bitch is still that bitch is still on fire, bro. My uncle played that shit the other day while he was grinning.
I love that you picked I Never Liked You and I picked Megatron, because those are two totally completely different. Like, Megatron is just like playground music.
Yeah.
Like, if I was 19, 20 again, not maybe a little bit younger, maybe somewhere between 17 and 20.
You'd be scamming your ass off. Big scammer.
Boy, I would. There's no way. Literally no way I would be on the streets right now.
They call you Scam God.
Yeah, if I was like 20 right now,
I believe it. You'd be at some university.
No, somewhere. I would be on the streets. There, no, like I'd be.
Mr. Big
Cartier.
Mr. had like five. Mr. had like six PS5s in this motherfucker, and he wouldn't want to sell any of the motherfuckers.
In case, I'm telling you, bro, if motherfuckers are, if I could get it off like they're getting it off, bro, it'd be no fucking competition.
And I mean, scamming wise, no.
I mean, I ain't done nothing illegal in 7 years. So.
Then don't do it.
Except for maybe make a legal U-turn. Mm-hmm. But you picked whatever.
First of all, you're not supposed to be driving.
I got a license.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be driving.
Oh, no, I can't now.
Hey, yeah, it's been
way long since I see you. I can drive now, dude. 6 months, bitch.
But what we about to say, though?
What else did we put on there that we had to just
We didn't about? Put big...
Sick. Hold on. That Earl, you slept on.
No, I didn't sleep on it.
You slept on sick. Yeah, you did.
I didn't sleep.
Yeah,
on
you did.
I didn't
sleep
did. On it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't sleep on it because you know why.
That's
I didn't
why
sleep
you
on
have
it. You know why
dip
I didn't
season
sleep on
forever because, on here.
Whoa! Maybe when it came out, yeah, I stopped on it. But yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. After I went to that concert, a whole bunch of shit changed for me.
Told you.
Because I really went back and listened to all of Earl's.
That
new
fire in the hole. That's one of my
fire in the hole.
That's one of those stuff. Yeah, that fire.
That's one of them days you got to smoke a blunt by yourself with. That's a 2 minute song. You got to run that bitch back.
This podcast all night to fire the hole before, bro.
That's my shit. Yeah,
fire
that's
the hole
shit.
My shit.
But then it's like, I don't, and you know what's crazy?
I don't know.
Shit, exactly. Doom reference. Doom reference.
Well, he's the biggie, like.
Yeah, he's a big ass Doom fan. Let me go to Sick real quick. I'm looking up on my phone. It's crazy. We turned into this is gonna be a 30 and this is supposed to be like a 30-minute pod, and we're turning to like a 60-minute pod.
We shouldn't, cause I ain't gonna. We just gonna sit here and run ourselves in circles.
But
you
no.
To that Sick though.
Huh?
You Titanic.
2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Lie.
Fire in the hole.
Lie. That's my shit.
Bro,
that's my
entire
shit.
Fucking.
Oh,
it's like a 25, 30-minute album too.
24. To be exact, 10 songs. Yeah. And the reason why I say I had to revisit the song is when I went to go listen, when I went to go see Earl in concert, and
that's what made me an Earl fan too.
He has that breath control to do all of the motherfucking words that he puts together. He just
doesn't
like
look
that.
Cool on stage. Like, that's
my... Yeah, he looks like a regular motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And one of my favorite Earl Barr. Like, Earl is one of those niggas, like, I don't know who he is to us yet. I think he's Doom. I kind of put him in that place. Like, I've said this
I don't.
To
I think
before.
I give him his own box.
I've said this to Aaron. I mean, yeah, I can see that too. But box. If I could ever put the circle in the square hole, it would be Sweatshirt to Doom.
Mm-hmm.
But hit my favorite Sweatshirt Barr. And what made me a real Sweatshirt fan, like, and as an adult, because as a kid,
yeah.
Sweatshirt. But like on the new shit, I was a liar as a kid, but now I'm honest as fuck. Like, because that's like, bro, you know, I
stopped lying as a kid, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I never lied
as a kid. Yeah, used to be a liar as a kid, but now I'm honest as fuck.
Yeah, sure, though.
Like, yeah, I fuck with sweat. So I was thinking about Sweatshirt today, just like randomly cleaning my room. I was like, damn, Sweatshirt, it was one of those niggas that whose depression grew with you. Mm. He hasn't gotten any happier. Like, he's just stayed him.
Yeah, facts. I mean, he just lived his life.
He has a girlfriend and everything, still really depressed.
Mm, shit, fuck it.
I mean, not depressed. Oh, I hate to put that. But like...
he just enjoys his life. He lives his life.
I empathize with the emotion his art emits. That's how I put it.
That's good.
Because I would hate to say I empathize with the man I never met or talked to.
Because some people, and that's what a lot of people didn't realize too, these artists are really good at just portraying a certain feeling than them not feeling. Like, I don't think...
why Young Thug seemed real hard, but now he's praying in a room by himself, hoping that a 15-year-old kid is testimony to help him get.
But there were videos recent, like in the past of like the recent past of Young Thug, just getting on Instagram one day saying, I pray for all my ops in this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry to get back on this, but as you look at other videos, I think Thug knew that this shit was gonna happen too.
They all know. No, he didn't. Because if he did, he wouldn't have had all them drugs in the house. If he did. God, he wouldn't have tried to escape when they arrested him.
They did?
Yeah, he tried to escape the premises, yeah, so. They were in a room with guns and drugs when they got arrested.
Damn.
So, or in a house, my bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not.
They didn't know that.
Huh?
Well, nobody ever knows when the cops are coming.
Yes, they do.
Nobody
ever. Tekashi did. That's why he went to Breakfast Club the week before and denounced any gang affiliation and just said he hated everybody on his own volition. I might be using...
On his own merit?
Yeah. Might be using the word I was using wrong, but yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me, I do a lot of research.
I know you do. And that's one thing I appreciate about you, man. And that's why I'm going to let these people know right now before we close out. I'm going to give my boy a shout out. Shout out to Mr. Man, because without Mr., we wouldn't have this motherfucker.
Shout out to Nate, because without Nate, we have no motivation.
No, it's your time. Without Miss, we wouldn't have this motherfucker shit right now. You know what I'm saying? This guy sits here and, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to Miss if you want. He'll tell you. He's open book if he fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? He'll let you know his story. And my man, he turns his nothing into something, and we have this beautiful baby that we're currently nursing. Right. And I appreciate everything he does. Even when he doesn't feel up to the task, I got to kick him in his ass to make him up to the task. Yes. And just like vice versa, when I'm not up to the task, he kicks me in my ass. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, missing. I thank you for having me on this bitch every motherfucking week.
I don't have you.
I know. We're on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's my shit, too. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to just close this out real quick. So, you know what I'm saying? You can follow us on Simple Math Matrix.
Yeah.
On Instagram, Twitter. And hit us up on Facebook. Like, follow us on Facebook. We're going to start posting more on Facebook, too, because we've been ducking our Facebook followers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. Be sure to look out on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter pages for our daily facts for black artists, musicians, movies, history facts, random history facts. It's not always going to be black related, but I mean African American related, but just anything you didn't know from yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know it 5 minutes ago, so we're going to tell you that within the next 5 minutes.
That's true.
So you can also like and subscribe to us on YouTube, which is in the bottom of the motherfucking section right here. Mm-hmm. And just be on the lookout for more Simple Math content. We got more interviews coming out very soon. Just be on the lookout. Jeez. And that's that. It's the kid that lyrics stick to your ribs, also known as the guy King Hoopla, joined by my guy.
It's your boy, Mr. a.k.a. Super All 357, but I'm best known as Prince Godbody. And I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I need to smoke some weed.
Yes. We'll be right back.